Hello,
Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking about the issues facing your area, and would like to get to know your opinion. So, are you registered to vote in Arizona?
I am, yes.
I'm sorry?
I am, yes.
Oh, you are? All right, perfect. Thank you. So, how do you identify? Would you say, like, in terms of gender, like male or female or genderqueer or some other option?
Female.
Female, all right, thank you. Would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
96.
96, all right, thank you. Do you happen to be of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am.
All right, would that be like maybe Mexican or Puerto Rican or Cuban or Dominican or some other?
Mexican.
Mexican, all right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your race?
I guess that would be white.
White, all right. It could also be like Hispanic. Do you think you like fit into like Latino Hispanic?
Yeah, I would identify more with that.
All right, thank you. So what is the highest level of school you have completed or like the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's, all right, thank you. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues that you care about on a scale of like 0 to 10, where a 0 means like no power at all and a 10 means a lot of power?
About an 8.
About an 8, all right, thank you. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. All right, thank you. So if you could please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations and issues on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that you have like very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them, and a 10 means you have very warm and favorable feelings towards them. And if you've never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first person is Joe Biden.
You said 1 being unfavorable, 10 being favorable?
Yeah, 10 being favorable and 0 being, like, unfavorable. And then 5 is neutral.
4?
4, all right. What about the Republican Party?
3.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
5.
5, all right. Donald Trump?
2.
All right. And Kamala Harris?
5.
Congressman Ruben Gallego?
6.
And the Democratic Party?
About a 6.
About a 6. All right, thank you. So I know it's like a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote for?
Can I say neither?
I can give you the options if you would like. So the options are Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., some other independent or third party, decided or would vote for other political offices but not president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
The third-party candidate?
Third-party candidate, all right. So I know it's like kind of a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote for in House Representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Sorry, what are the options again?
Yeah, so I know it's like a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote for? Who would like your vote be for House Representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Oh, Democrat?
All right. Democratic candidate, like 100%, or would you lean towards voting for them?
Lean towards it.
All right. So which of the following statements comes closest to your own opinion? No, statement number B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Or statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are more important to my everyday life.
A?
Statement A, somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat.
All right, thank you. So now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Number one, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement B, or like number two, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or number three, our government and political system will work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
You said I can choose an option to say neither, none of the statements?
No. So kind of like that little extra part was that if you could choose which one comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is mm-hmm. perfect. So like if it doesn't like kind of if even if none of them match exactly to how you think, which one comes like mm-hmm. closest to your opinion?
I guess the third one.
The third one? All right, thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about the future of the planet?
Positive.
What about the future of the country?
Positive.
And what about the future of, like, your own?
The future of what?
Of, like, your own future.
Oh, positive.
Positive. All right, thank you. So, do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general elections, or will it be about the same?
About the same?
About the same. All right, thank you. So, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, which best indicates the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections? And you can select up to two answers if you would like. So, the list goes, I don't like any of the candidates, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote, it is too difficult for me to vote, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't have time to vote, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, or because I don't know enough about the candidates.
I would say the first and last option.
The first and last option, all right, thank you. So, who would you say, like, in your opinion, is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? All politicians, racist politicians, Democrats, MAGA Republicans, or none of the above?
None of the above.
None of the above. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to list you like a small list of some potential threats of democracy in America. And for each one, if you could please indicate how concerned you are about each of these items on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means very concerned, a 5 is like neutral, and a 0 is not concerned at all. So the first one is giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
I'm sorry, you said the scale is how concerned I am about that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So kind of like just on a scale of 0 to 10, how concerned are you of like this threat that it's like a threat to democracy in America? And a 0 means that like this is not like a threat to you at all, like you're not concerned at it at all. And a 10 means that you're mm-hmm. very concerned about this being a threat to like democracy in America.
Gotcha. Okay. And the statement was about
I can read again if you want.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the statement goes, giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
Mm-hmm. An 8?
An 8, all right, thank you. Allowing wealthy individual corporations and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
8?
Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
5.
Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
9.
Increasing political violence in response to American elections.
9.
Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
10.
Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
6.
Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
8.
Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things if they did while acting in an official capacity as a president, even if those things were illegal.
An 8.
All right, thank you. So how big of a problem would you say racial discrimination is in your community today? Would you say it's like a big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or not a problem?
somewhat of a problem.
Somewhat of a problem. All right. Have you or anyone that you personally know experienced any racist comments or behaviors within the past 2 years?
Yes.
You or someone you know?
Both.
Both? All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a few statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. And on a scale of 0 to 10, if you could please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, or a 10 means that you're extremely concerned. A 5 is neutral, and a 0 means you're not at all concerned. So the first one is, since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color, from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation.
You said the scale is how concerned I am about the statement?
Yes, correct. And a 0 is, like, not at all concerned. A 5 is, like, neutral. Like, you're somewhat concerned, but, like, not that much. And a 10 is extremely concerned.
A 6?
MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even overturn our elections.
A 5?
But MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take a hold, so they can take and hold power for themselves.
A 6?
Instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are raising our prices while not paying taxes.
7.
7. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you, like, a list of actions that people might take to participate in a civic engagement or politics. So which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective ways to make change on the issues that you care about most? And the list goes, voting in federal elections, such as president or U.S. Congress, donating to political campaigns or organizations, volunteering for a local organization in my community, voting in state or local elections, such as governor or mayor, engaging in civil disobedience, boycotting a company, attending city council meetings, posting on social media, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, talking to friends and family about politics, or none of the above.
No, those are options. I think the one about the community, going to the city council and talking to friends.
All right. So let's see. So talking to friends and attending city council meetings.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So no matter, again, kind of like how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? And again, on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means no power at all, and a 10 means a lot of power.
About an 8.
About an 8. All right, thank you. So now kind of like just one last time. If the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote for? For Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, a third-party candidate like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., some other independent or third party, or are you undecided?
Third party.
Third party, all right. So which one of the followings are you more concerned about? Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health, or Donald Trump's constant lying and misinterpretations?
I have to pick one or the other?
Yes, please.
The second one.
The second one? All right, thank you. So if the November 2024 elections were held today, for who would you vote for, between Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Option B.
Kamala Harris?
Yes.
All right. Would that be like leaning towards voting for her, or like you're going to definitely vote for her?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right, thank you. So in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Independent.
Independent. All right. Do you happen to lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or are you, like, strictly independent? Hello?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Hi. Oh, the call cut out. I couldn't really hear your answer.
Oh, sorry. I said I lean more towards the Democratic Party.
More Democratic. All right, thank you. So thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as either being a liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal, all right. And are you or have, like, any members of your family been part of a – I'm sorry. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Like, at all? Like, in my jobs?
Mm-hmm. Just, like, in general, like, have, like, in your entire, like, working life, have you ever been a union member, or are you right now a union member?
I have been a union member in the past.
All right, thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent, or live with a family or friend, or something else?
Rent.
Rent, all right. Were you born in the U.S. or in another country?
U.S.
U.S., all right. Were your parents born in the U.S. or in another country?
Another country.
Another country? One of them or both?
One of them.
One of them. All right, thank you. And for whom did he vote for back in the 2020 general elections for president?
Oh, I voted for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right, thank you. So which one of the following best describes your current employment status? Would you say you're like full-time or part-time or unemployed?
Full-time.
Or full-time? All right. And last year, that is like 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally just ballpark it, or I can give you some ranges.
For last year?
Yes, last year, that being 2023.
50?
50K. All right. So would that be like 45 to 54K or 55 to 64K?
Yes, 45 to 64.
45. All right. Thank you. Well, this will include our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.